We'll continue our talk with Jim Gilliam and Melanie Killinger-Vowell. Jim Gilliam is a former dot-com executive turned activist filmmaker. He co-produced Robert Greenwald's Uncovered and Outfoxed and blogs at Jim Gilliam, that's JimGilliam.com. You're listening to Hemispheres here on KGNU Boulder. I'm Jonica Lafice. So, Jim, I know that you were a dot-com exec before this, and what made you decide to give all that up and become a movie producer? How did that come about?
Well, it actually wasn't about becoming a movie producer so much as it was just trying to do something that mattered. I mean, I grew up on the Internet, so it was everything I always wanted to do. I mean, before anybody really knew about it, like, I was kind of obsessed with it. And so when the dot-com thing started to happen, it was just sort of a natural progression, right? I mean, you know, everybody, all these, you know, people with lots of money were trying to figure out how to, you know, make even more money. Mm-hmm. So they're like, they need somebody that actually knows what's going on. And so here's this little kid that happens to know a lot. Mm-hmm. But after a few years, I kind of looked around and I was like, wait a second, this isn't what I want to do with my life. And, you know, then 9/11 happened and it became really clear that in order to figure out what I wanted to do, I just had to bail on all of it. And so then became kind of my political awakening in a time when, you know, political awakenings are happening for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I just started reading and looking into what was going on, and eventually it spurred me into action and, you know, hooked me up with Robert and lots of other people that are starting to make a real change in fighting back against the immediate problem, which is Bush, but then the longer-term problems as well.
Will you be working with Robert in the future, on future films?
Oh, I hope so.
How was it that you found these media watchers like Melanie here? Did you deliberately choose to have them be people from communities across the country rather than professionals of some sort?
Well, part of it was, you know, strictly financial. We didn't have a whole lot of money. But more so it was, you know, MoveOn had already set up a Fox News watching, you know, organization, and they had hundreds of volunteers doing it. And so we thought, you know, we had to keep things pretty quiet. So, but we thought if we got a few people that were really dedicated, that would be enough to give us the material we needed to make the movie. And so MoveOn sent an email out to a few people, and we got some great responses from folks like Melanie and others. And they did happen to be sprinkled all throughout the country, which was very helpful because we could organize the schedule based on different time zones, and we had people that were up very early in the morning and people that were, you know, up late at night, et cetera. So it worked out really well, and we were just, I cannot tell you, like, stress enough how stunned we were at the level of enthusiasm and passion that all the volunteers had for this. I mean, I thought when we first started that we would get, you know, a couple of emails a day with, you know, a couple of instances of bias or something like that on Fox, but we got, like, dozens every day. We ended up with thousands of incidents over the months that we all watched, and it was extremely impressive.
I don't know if Jim, if you participated in watching over time Fox News, and I certainly know Melanie did. What was it like to watch Fox News that much?
Well, Melanie should definitely talk about it because she watched it more than I did, and with a more critical eye than I did. But for me, it was just leaving it on a lot so that I got a feel for what they were doing, which led me to research other things. And a lot of what I did was going into the past using research tools to find, you know, instances prior, specific things that we were looking for, you know, like the whole, you know, Bill O'Reilly saying shut up over and over again. Well, you know, we had some leads on that, but we had to vet out all of those different instances. There's 30 of which, by the way.
30 shut ups?
He said, Slate documented 30 times where he said shut up on the air. And there was plenty of material to work with, but we just had to find all of it and get the footage. And so that was a lot of what I did.
Mm-hmm. So you went back into the past, and Melanie and the other ladies
we're looking at, yeah, right now. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Melanie, can you talk about that a little bit?
I thought, before I started monitoring, my experience with Fox was that I would sort of switch to it because they are good at covering car chases and stuff. So if it was kind of a boring day, you know, I would always switch to Fox and see what was going on there. They were kind of the alarmist channel, as far as I could tell. But I never really watched them for any length of time. And then when I started monitoring for Move On and then for this project, and I was monitoring for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. The feelings that I had were anger. They project anger and they project hostility to anyone who's sort of not like them. Anyone who's not a Republican is getting slammed in one way or another. And so there was sort of a lot of negativity that would come out of the shows. And then there's also, it's sort of like being inside a video game or something with all their graphics and the swooshes and the noise. And I would just sort of come away being angry and wound up. If I hadn't had the alerts to send in for the film, I wouldn't have been able to do it. That was a way to kind of vent. And I also knew I was doing some good by watching, so that helped. And now the eight monitors who worked on the film have a blog at www.newsounds.us, and we're continuing to monitor Fox, and I'm continuing to watch 2 hours a day, but I can again put what I see on the blog and hopefully help educate people and spread the word about what's still going on there.
There's something very therapeutic about, like, the things that used to make you really angry whenever, you know, it really happened with me during the war when Bush was just dramatically misrepresenting the intelligence and stuff like that. As soon as I started working on the movie, it completely changed my perspective. I suddenly almost became excited when he would do these things. I'd be like, oh, I got another one. You know, we're going to put that in the movie, you know, and it may have been the wrong reaction overall, but it certainly helped me deal with it, knowing that, you know, these things were going to get exposed and that everything that they were saying we could then ultimately use against them. It helps a lot therapy wise.
And this went on for a year where you watched the, and did you, Jim, or some other one of the staff meet with your wonderful people around the country regularly? Did you have a talk?
We had a couple of conference calls which we videotaped, and you can see in the behind the scenes in the movie, but a lot of it, almost all of it, was an email, and we never met in person until the movie premiered in New York a few weeks ago.
Which is so extraordinary, because not only did we develop, you know, relationships throughout that time, but then the eight monitors actually had a blog up and running by the time we met physically in person, so that was pretty amazing.
What about the other news sites, MSNBC, CNN, CBS? I mean, can you compare them with Fox in terms of their bias? Are they anywhere close?
They're getting closer, and that's what's really frightening. I mean, they look at Fox's ratings, and they're like, oh, wait, we need to be more like them. And so MSNBC is the worst offender, or at least they were when we were monitoring. There's a point part of the movie where I think it's Jeff Cohen describes his relationship or his experience being the producer on Phil Donahue's show on MSNBC, mm-hmm. and how they just basically edicts were given to them to make it more and more right wing, to eventually the point where they just canned the show altogether. Mm-hmm. And so Fox, we're calling it the Fox effect. I mean, Fox is having a pretty significant impact on the other news networks. CNN, I think, is getting a lot worse. More recently, their convention coverage was deplorable. And, you know, it's something to be very concerned about, absolutely.
Well, it sure seems like Tom Brokaw has an in on the Fox internal memo circuit.
Well, I mean, the Fox internal memo circuit, you can go to, like, GOP.com. I mean, that's basically the Fox News internal memo. They're published for everybody. They're published from the GOP.
Yeah, I suggest people sign up, go to the GOP website, sign up for their emails, and read their emails, and then watch the news, and you'll see it.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. It's a straight. Sometimes they even use the same phrases. Even they even used the same phrases to attack the movie once it came out, you know, that were coming from the Bush administration. It was incredible. They would equate anything that was even remotely related to MoveOn to George Soros, right? And, you know, it was like classic lines right out of the GOP playbook.
You know, and flip-flop is a GOP term. Now it's just part of the lexicon. But they started it. They sent it out, and everyone's picked it up.
And it's the echo chamber, you know, Murdoch's New York Post. They were a big pusher of the flip-flop Kerry meme.
Well, Jim, what's next for you?
Well, we're all just completely focused on the election and getting all of the movies out there and having a big impact. So it's like we're basically trying to keep our heads above water with everything that's going on. But after that, hopefully we can start working on you know, some of the larger issues. And when Kerry gets elected, then we can start talking about health care and how to fix that and all of those other things. So I look forward to a continuing dialogue.
Just for a final thing, is there anything that you want to say to listeners about what they might do?
I think that, you know, you can become a media reform activist, but there's something more specific. You know, be responsible for your own news. The Internet is a great tool, right? And you can even become your own news today. You can set up a blog just like the NewsHounds have done at newshounds.us. I mean, it's you are becoming the media, and it was how the movie was made that is the answer to media consolidation. So we have the power, the tools are in our hands, and we can make it happen.
That was Jim.